Hey, it's time to listen and learn. Be ready to write a short three-sentence summary of what you hear in the upcoming podcast. Internet scams are part of being online today, and it's best that we learn how to be aware to protect ourselves. We may think things like our smartphones, game systems, and other electronics are the most valuable things we own, but even more valuable than those is our identity. And unfortunately, there are people out there who would love to steal that and use it to make money for themselves. One thing you must never give out is your social security number. Thieves especially want that so they can open credit card accounts or loans. Scammers are also after your passwords and other private information, though, too. Phishing scams are happening all the time today. Trick questions or fantastic offers can be the bait that tries to get you to give out your private information. Telling you to click a link to win something is one website trick everyone seems to have seen. And phishing emails urge you to quickly give your information or else you'll lose access to something like your gaming accounts or your music or your photos. Other scams lure you by saying, "Click here to see the funniest video ever," or something else like that that you might be interested in. And ads that pop up use fake URLs that look like secure websites, and they're trying to fool you into clicking on what's really a dangerous link. Reading URLs carefully and being extra cautious with links from anyone you aren't positive is a trusted friend are ways to protect yourselves from scammers. You can save yourself from spam and phishing attempts if you don't give out your email address needlessly to enter contests or to subscribe to things online. If you do receive an email that says your account has been locked or will be deleted, read it carefully before you click on any part of it. Misspelled words or poor grammar are signs that the email isn't from a legitimate company. If you want to check, you can type in the URL yourself instead of clicking on their link. Sites that you can trust will start with the letters HTTPS and have a locked padlock icon at the start. And it's always worth the extra time it takes to be sure you're not putting in any information on a fake or dangerous website.